Let us pray in silence to prepare our hearts for the family altar. Amen. In Jesus' name, let us commence with our family altar. Let us sing hymn 146. 146.
Alleluia, most gracious Lord, no tender voice like thine can peace afford. I need thee, oh bless me now my Savior, I come to thee. I need thee every hour, stay thou nearby. Temptation is still high, when thou art mine. I need thee, I need thee, every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now my Savior, I come to thee.
The fourth stanza.
In the early hour, most holy one, oh Mary, thou indeed, thou blessed son.
Now for our Bible reading, we will turn to Psalms 128. Let us turn to Psalms 128. We will all together read these Psalms. Psalms 128. Verse 1. Blessed is everyone who fears the Lord, who walks in his ways. Verse 2. You shall eat the fruit of the labor of your hands. You shall be happy, and it shall be well with you. Verse 3. Your wife will be like a fruitful vine within your house. Your children will be like olive shoots around your table. Verse 4. Lo, thus shall the man be blessed who fears the Lord. Verse 5. The Lord bless you from Zion. May you see prosperity of Jerusalem all the days of your life. Verse 6. May you see your children's children. Peace be upon Israel. Alright, so this Psalms 128, this is a song of ascent. If you look at the title above, it tells us the song of ascent. So this song of ascent, it is from Psalms 120 down to Psalms 134, altogether 15 Psalms. And it is called the song of ascent because the temple in the Jerusalem, it is situated on the Mount Zion. So it is on a hill or the mountain. So the Israelites in the year, three times, they must ascend to the mount to worship the Lord. Alright, so this song of ascent tells us three matters. It tells us the relationship within the family members. That is to say, the love, the concern within the family members. of course, it also tells us the relationship of the family with the temple. And thirdly, it tells us about the relationship of the family with the Lord God. All right, so to the Israelites, this Psalms, this Song of Ascent, Psalms 120 to Psalms 134, it is important. It is called a pilgrimage Psalms. All right, so in this Psalm 128, it tells us about the family, or here tells us about the blessings. The blessings. From these six verses, we can divide it into three parts. The first part, it is verses 1 and 2. Then the second part, it is from verses 3 and 4. And thirdly, the third part, it is from verses 5 and 6. So this Psalms 128, it is divided into three parts or section. So the first part, verses 1 and 2, it tells us about the blessings to the individual. All right, again I say, verses 1 and 2, it is the blessings to the individual. Let us read again verses 1 and 2. So verse 1 says, blessed is everyone who fears the Lord. So here says everyone who walks in his ways. Definitely, blessings will come upon those who fear the Lord, those who walk in his commandments, in his teachings. And what is the outcome? What is the blessing to the individual? So verse 2 tells us, you shall eat the fruit of the labor of your hands. You shall be happy and it shall be well with you. Right, so just liken to what was recorded in Ecclesiastes. We know King Solomon, he wrote Ecclesiastes. So Ecclesiastes tells us about human life, but it is the life under the sun. So in the Ecclesiastes, King Solomon tells us about the life. If today we are able to eat, to drink, to enjoy the labor, the toil, and be happy, it is a blessing. So in Ecclesiastes chapter 2, chapter 3, chapter 5, and chapter 8, it tells us about this matter. Solomon says, to eat and to drink and to find enjoyment in his toil. So what was the conclusion? He said that it is from the hand of God. It is God's gift. So just as this Psalms 128 here tells us, if today an individual, we fear the Lord, we walk in his path, then definitely we shall be blessed. We shall enjoy our life. There will be prosperity, there will be fulfillment, and here says they will be happy and it will be well with them. Alright, so firstly here tells us if we want to receive blessings, then we must be those who are God's children, who walk in his ways. Then the second part here from verses 3 and 4. So here tells about the blessings to the home or the family. That's why in the verse 3, here tells about the wife. Your wife, here says, your wife will be like a fruitful vine within your house. So she's very fruitful. She's very hardworking. She knows how to manage the house well. She knows how to manage the children. So definitely, here tells us, about the blessedness of the home. If today our wife is a wife who also walks in the fear of the Lord in his teachings. And here says, your children. So your children will be like olive shoots around your table. So it is a blessing to be able to have children. It is a heritage from the Lord. And furthermore, if today the children, they are obedient, they are well taught, they are able to also fear God and walk in His ways, then definitely the family will be blessed. So verse 4 says, lo, thus shall the man be blessed who fears the Lord. Alright, so today just likened to Cornelius. As we know, at the time Cornelius was yet a believer of Jesus, but yet he knew how to fear God. He led his whole family to worship the Lord, to fear God. That's why in the end, blessings was bestowed upon him and his family. So here tells us about the blessings to the family, about the wife, the children. So today, as the head of the family, if today we are able to know how to lead our family, to fear the Lord, to keep His teachings, like now what we are doing, to have family altars, then definitely blessings of the Lord will be bestowed upon all of us. And here, of course, here tells us, if today the individual, we fear God, and secondly, if the whole family, we fear God, as we say, blessings will come upon the individual, not only the individual, then to the family. But of course, from the family, then it is to the whole church. So here, from the verses 5 and 6, it tells us about the nation. Verse 5. The Lord bless you from Zion. May you see the prosperity of Jerusalem all the days of your life. May you see your children's children. Peace be upon Israel. So here tells us about the Lord bless you from Zion. So if today the each individual, we are those who are blessed by the Lord because we fear the Lord, because we walk in His ways. Similarly, if today the whole family worship the Lord, fear the Lord, keep His teachings. So from the blessings to the individual, then to the whole family, because we are all good believers of the Lord in our faith, and the whole family as a unit. So thus, in the end, then the blessings will come upon the Jerusalem, or we say the church. So the church will be strong. And because the church is strong, then blessings will be bestowed from the church to the believers. So here tells us, verse 5, the Lord bless you from Zion, and may you see the prosperity of Jerusalem. So one generation to the other, we are able to see this blessing of the Lord given. So here says, all the days of your life, that you may see your children's children. Alright, so here tells about the three generations. So thank the Lord, if today we are those who fear the Lord, those who are blessed by Him, then definitely the blessings of the Lord will be bestowed from one generation to the other. From ourselves, then to our family, that which include our children, then in the future to our grandchildren. So it is from one generation to the other. Just likened to the young Timothy, as we always quote and we always use as an example. So the blessings is given from one generation to the other. Alright, so here tells us about the blessings that is bestowed on the family. So let us again run through Psalms 1 to 8. Let us again read together. Verse 1. Blessed is everyone who fears the Lord, who walks in His ways. You shall eat the fruit of the labor of your hands. You shall be happy. It shall be well with you. Your wife will be like a fruitful vine within your house. Your children will be like olive shoots round your table. Lo, thus shall the man be blessed those who fear the Lord. Verse 5, the Lord bless you from Zion. May you see the prosperity of Jerusalem all the days of your life. May you see your children's children. Peace be upon Israel. So thank the Lord. This is a very good Psalms. So here it reminds us as individual, as a family unit, then as a church, we must all be those who fear the Lord, who walk in His teachings. Then blessings will be given to the individual, to the whole family, then in the end to the whole church. From there, we are able to see the blessings of the Lord will continue from one generation to another generation. So His blessing will not stop, His blessing will continue. Alright, so Psalms 128 here tells us, blessed is the family and one and who fear the Lord. Now we will say our prayer. So in our prayer, let us specially pray for our situation, that we may have the peace of the Lord, that the Lord may guide us, even though we know now there is an increase in the cases of COVID-19. But no matter how, let's pray that the Lord guide us, the Lord lead us, so that through all this, especially our family altar, we can continuously be comforted to His words, that we know we are using our time wisely to build up relationship with Him, to improve in our faith, and that, of course, we pray, we spend more time in prayer, that the Lord will continue to guide this situation so that very soon we are able again to worship Him and that everything will become normal. So now we will spend around 10 minutes for our prayer. May the Lord bless us and guide us. Hallelujah. In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Hallelujah. Amen. Let us recite the Lord's Prayer. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom comes, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day today our daily bread, and forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin, who forgive us our debts. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom, and thy power, and thy glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our family altar will be until here. May the Lord bless us and guide us. All glory to his name. Amen.